This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Clubs are an American high school tradition. Drama club, debate club, computer club. But now a growing number of schools have GSA clubs, student-organized gay-straight alliances. At least 36 have formed in Arkansas. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich met with several local GSA members who talked about the challenges they've met.
I am Thomas Griffin. I am 16 years old, and I came out when I was in the 8th grade. I mean, not a single soul was surprised. My mom was like, "We've known since you were 3. You came out of the womb snapping."
Thomas Griffin is a confident, handsome guy who, unlike some of his peers, is not afraid to be openly gay. He attends Fayetteville High School and is vice president of the Gay Straight Alliance, which counts 130 members.
In meetings themselves, we have about 30 or 40 regular people who show up, and they're very involved, they're very nice, and they're very straight.
He's the will to my grace.
That's Thomas's childhood friend, 18-year-old Paxton Douglas, who serves as FHS GSA officer. She's straight.
In freshman year, I was bullied because friend and I were really close in gym, and so people assumed we were lesbians, and we were bullied.
Paxton discovered, and studies support this, that even the perception of gayness can trigger bullying among youth. That's why befriending gay peers is important, she says, strength in numbers. To which Thomas agrees.
At the high school, people, the main word I hear used is fag or faggot or dyke.
9 out of 10 gay youth report verbal, sexual, or physical harassment at school. The data on suicide among gay youth is scant because many are still in the closet. But suicide prevention, experts say, is proportionately higher. To raise awareness about such oppression, Fayetteville High School's GSA stages an annual day of silence, quietly picketing with signage.
It was the most powerful energy that I'd ever been a part of at that high school.
GSAs provide a forum for young gay people who are chronically ostracized to take such stands. Thomas, who plans to become a music teacher someday, has been networking GSAs in the region, which have formed at Elkins, Rogers, Prairie Grove, Asylum Springs, Farmington, and Bentonville High Schools. Little Rock School District counts 8 GSAs, and both Fort Smith and Van Buren High School have one. 3 dozen GSAs exist across 13 Arkansas counties at both the high school and college level. Carolyn Lobb is executive director of the Gay Straight Alliance Network based in San Francisco. She said the first GSA organized in 1989.
So it's estimated that there are about 4,000 GSA clubs nationwide, and they exist in every state. And the good news is that gay-straight alliance clubs have been studied and found through research to be correlated with lower rates of bullying at school, students rating that they feel safer at school, and they feel a greater sense of school connectedness and school belonging. And this is true, this data is true not just for the students that are members of a gay-straight alliance club, but all students in the school. We see lower rates of bullying and greater feelings of safety and belongingness at school.
In Arkansas, Fayetteville High School's GSA is one of the oldest in the state, and one of the newest is organizing at the high school in West Fork, population 2000.
I am Naomi Cleek. I am 14 years old, if you can believe that, and I go to West Fork High School.
Naomi's a straight ally member who wants to help gay youth at her school.
To have an area where they could be completely safe and knowing who they are and that we're not going to judge them for that.
Naomi said she's been the brunt of harsh judgment.
There's always been bullying at West Fork, and I have been a part of it, not so much from the gay side, but I am a bigger person, so I've been bullied a lot.
That's why she's dedicating her time to undoing discrimination. But she said initial efforts to organize a GSA were thwarted.
Our principal and some of the other teachers, they just let their personal beliefs, you know, guide what they allow to happen in the school. And I think it's so important not to do that. I mean, I hate to say that our little town is run by the church, but it's run by the church.
West Fork Superintendent John Karn said on background for this story that the district is not opposed to GSAs and that, like any club, members will have to submit an organizational plan before he makes any recommendations to take it before the school board for approval. but Heath Clower, who pastors First Baptist Church in West Fork, hopes the GSA proposal will be rejected.
I don't see a good reason to put forth more clubs, more organizations to make society and make us feel as though being gay is biblically correct.
Still, science instructor Alisa Williams is one of two teachers who've come forward to serve as a West Fork GSA facilitator.
You know, the concerns that we as a staff and administrators wanted to make sure of is that we are supporting the kids, that we were not making an exclusive club that would be something for only gay or lesbian student. And that's why we really decided to maybe try to organize the GSA, which was more of an alliance.
When there isn't a GSA in a school, students are usually in fear.
Katrina Crisp is Youth Program Coordinator with the Center for Artistic Revolution, a gay civil rights advocacy group based in Little Rock. The center hosts summer camp for Arkansas gay youth, this year held at Ferncliff, a Presbyterian camp, and lends support to GSAs across the state.
Most, if not all of them, have seen resistance at some point in the, you know, formal starting of that GSA. There are schools that are worse off than others. Some just need a little bit of finessing when it comes to their administration, you know, letting them know that all of the myths that they've ever heard about GSAs are actually just that, they're just myths.
Opponents to GSAs claim they're disruptive, promote promiscuity, and endorse homosexuality. The Arkansas Civil Liberties Union assists Arkansas gay students when challenged in forming a GSA. Legal Director Holly Dixon.
Some principals have flat out expressed resistance to and even tried to squelch attempts by students to form GSAs. Some of those same principals, as well as others, have tried to micromanage the GSA or erect barriers and requirements for GSAs that don't exist for other student clubs. Attempts to prohibit discussion of anything gay, quote unquote. Attempting to dissuade teachers from serving as sponsors for the GSAs, and just a whole host of other shenanigans that have sought to impede GSAs and have violated students' rights.
In other states, lawsuits have even been filed to blunt GSA formation, but National Gay Straight Alliance Network Director Carolyn Laub says courts consistently rule in their favor.
There's a federal law called the Federal Equal Access Act, which provides for students' right to assemble and express their opinions and beliefs at school during non-curricular time.
At the federal level, U.S. Democratic Senator Al Franken is advocating for gay youth. He's introduced the Student Non-Discrimination Act. Paul Huguer is Deputy Press Secretary for the Human Rights Campaign based in Washington, D.C.
We're very happy to see it introduced this year, both in the Senate and the House. So really what it will do is prevent public schools from discriminating against LGBT students. We know from our survey that we did last summer of 10,000 LGBT young people across the country is that one of their biggest fears at school about coming out is because they fear that they'll be discriminated against. So if we are able to pass legislation that would end that discrimination or make it illegal, we know that young people will feel a lot better about who they are. They'll feel safer. They'll feel more comfortable. And the environment will really be a lot more conducive to learning for them.
In a national LGBT youth survey released last year, more Arkansas gay youth report being despondent and harassed compared to their peers nationwide.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
Northwest Arkansas GSA students plan to celebrate unity on Saturday, June 29th, at Fayetteville's annual Community Pride Parade and Festival. And perhaps, as they stroll down the boulevard, some will sing.
Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
Can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Gay and straight allied friends Thomas Griffin, Naomi Cleek, and Paxton Douglas. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
To learn more about the LGBT youth support programming in Arkansas, you can visit artisticrevolution.org. And for national resources, you can visit gsanetwork.org.